The Brainstorm book has a number of exercises. They're called mindsight exercises that teach you how to integrate your brain. And they're offered to the reader, whether it's an adolescent or an adult, to systematically develop an internal compass, this integrative capacity you have to know who you are, to have a source of resilience, to really be able to balance your emotions, think clearly, focus your attention. And all of them help develop that. They're all based on integration. In terms of a case study, in a book I wrote called Mindsight, you'll find the case of Jonathan, who's a 16-year-old boy. And there you'll see an extensive set of instructions that I give to Jonathan about how to do a practice called the Wheel of Awareness practice. And for any of your listeners, this is a practice you're welcome to come to my website and experience it from the website. You can download it to your digital device. The website is drdansiegel.com, drdansiegel.com. And just go to resources. And the first thing to do is to develop the breath awareness practice and do that for a week or so. It's just a very brief practice of focusing on the breath, strengthening your attention. First, you do that for a week or two to start the ball rolling in your practice if you've never done what I call time-in reflective practices. Next, the wheel of awareness, which you can read Jonathan experiencing. If you can picture a wheel with an outer rim and a central hub, it basically is something I created to embrace the notion that if integration is well-being, which I believe it's the foundation of health, what's integration? The linkage of differentiated parts. Well, how would you differentiate awareness? How would you take our fundamental experience of being conscious, of consciousness, and differentiate it? What is separable in consciousness? Well, the hub would represent one aspect and the rim another aspect of consciousness. What are those aspects? Consciousness can be divided into a sense of knowing. Like, Lynn, you know you and I are speaking together right now. It's just a feeling of knowing. Mm-hmm. That's what one aspect of awareness. But the other thing is if I say the Sydney Opera House, well, you just knew the specifics of the known of Sydney Opera House. So there's the knowing and there's the known. The hub represents the knowing. The rim represents anything that can be known. And then we have a spoke. It's like a wheel. So there's a central hub of the wheel, an outer rim of the wheel, and the spoke of the wheel is the focus of attention, which is how you stream energy and information flow around the rim. And the rim basically includes anything that can be the known. So it can be what you hear with your ears, what you see with your eyes, smell with your nose, taste with your tongue, what you can touch with your skin. That's the first segment of the rim. The next segment is the interior of the body, the feelings of the muscles and bones in different regions like the face, the head, the torso, the limbs. And then the interior organs like the intestines, the lungs, the heart. And we systematically go through what's called interoceptive practice, where you first do the outer world with the five senses, then you go to the interior world of the body. And then the next segment of the rim, the third segment, is your feelings, your thoughts, your images, your memories, your hopes, your dreams, your longings, anything that's a part of mental life, we then explore in this third segment of the rim. And then there's even a fourth segment, which is our sense of connectedness. So right now, Lynn, you and I may have a feeling of being connected to each other because we're in a conversation. Your listeners may feel connected to you because they listen to All in the Mind every week, and they have this deep feeling of connection. So there's that connected sense. I call it the eighth sense. Anyway, we go around the rim, and even there's an opportunity in the advanced wheel practice to bend the spoke and explore what it's like to pay attention to knowing itself, having an attention focus on the hub itself. And as you go through this, and in the teachings I've done in Australia, it was, you know, the first time I did it, I did it in five different cities where in your wonderful country. And I had a minder with me. And in every city, someone would come up during the workshops after we did the Wheel of Awareness practice and would say, oh, my God, you know, I've had, you know, pain in my shoulder for 3 years. It's disappeared. I've had pain in my hip, pain in my knee. And the minder, seeing this happen in every single city, thought it was like magic, you know, that this could be so powerful to reduce pain. It reduces anxiety. It reduces all sorts of forms of suffering. And she asked why. And all I can say is that when you integrate something as fundamental as consciousness, you liberate the mind from all sorts of chaos or rigidity that are impairing how the mind functions. And so I'll just say this, that for adolescents, when you teach them the wheel, what is so rewarding is that they get the opportunity to actually deeply strengthen their understanding of their inner life and the way of calming the storms of their inner life. So when you've dropped dopamine, life can feel irritable and out of sorts. When your emotions are on fire during adolescence, I call it an emotional spark, you can feel really uncertain and moody and irritable, and you know, you can't rely on yourself. This wheel stabilizes that. There's a social engagement. There's all these things that, you know, you may be very prone to feeling rejected from your peers because being a part of peer membership can feel like life and death. The wheel helps you feel calm in the face of those challenges. So that's one example of a mindset practice. There are many others, but that's just the details of one. And you can read the story of Jonathan in the book called Mindsight to read.